Right, so let's kick into the show. Let's start with a guest.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
And my guest this morning here on Tone FM is Andy Spragg from the Sanger House. Andy comes in once a month just to sort of give you a bit of a reflection on life, make you feel a bit better, to chill out, wind down, that kind of thing. And Andy also does the incredibly popular and very much talked about meditation show here on a Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Andy, for those that haven't heard you before, don't know who you are, what you do, who are you? What do you do?
Hello, Darren. Yes, well, I'm the director of the Sanger House, actually. The Sanger House in Taunton. It's a health and wellbeing centre. We cover all four aspects of health, the physical, the mental, the social, and the spiritual. We've got about 60 sessions during the week in the top studio with 50 practitioners. Very busy place. And under the surface, it's actually based on Buddhist principles, because I'm a practicing Buddhist. So lots of mindfulness activities involved in the Sanger House. But we're not strictly a Buddhist centre. We do lots of other stuff. Crazy stuff. We have Bollywood dancing sessions. We have open mic nights. You name it. You know, we do.
I so need to get to a Bollywood dancing session.
It's amazing. Loads of vibrant joy. That's what it's all about, actually. Just having a party. It's fantastic.
This is our regular monthly slot where you come in, you talk about stuff going on. What are we going to focus on today?
Well, we've been working on a program, actually, for the last 8 weeks with the veterans, essentially looking at PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. These guys, they've come out of the military services and they are really suffering. You know, they come out, they have their pension, so they have money, but actually there's a lack of help there for support to deal with the things they've seen. And some of the things are just incredible, actually. Do you know, you can get PTSD as a result of bullying in the office. You can get it from even a bad relationship separation. So many things can kick it off. And the really nasty thing about it is once you have it, you're living with it every day. Those tiny little triggers which cause you, they take you right back to the situation and you relive it. And of course, every time we do that, we don't just see the thoughts, see the images, we get the full emotion. That's the really nasty thing, especially for these veterans, because so much fear, so much anger, so much hatred arises, and it just becomes all-consuming every day in their lives.
So what have you actually been doing with them?
Well, the program's looked at breaking some of this mental habit to try and get them to kind of step away from these mental triggers that take them in. So we've been using a combination of what's called energy therapeutic counselling. We've been using Tai Chi exercises and meditation. So 3-hour sessions once a week with them. Basically, and we do this as a group. So they, you know, they don't feel they need to relive any of these episodes. They're just learning different exercises and different techniques that when they feel the onset of one of these periods of stress or anxiety, they can notice it and they can settle down and they can do their energy therapeutic exercise or their meditation or try some of the Tai Chi to break down in their minds.
And what response are you getting from it? Is it working?
Yeah, it's been very, very good. I mean, we've had a group of 6 people. I think 3 we've seen real progress with. And one of those has come forward and said that she actually found it so beneficial she wanted to do more work. This gave us a bit of a challenge because we approached the charity that funded the work. They were thrilled. They're really pleased with the progress that's been made. But they said that actually one of the dangers with PTSD is that the person keeps slipping back. And what they wanted to do was review this particular candidate before they'd put more money up. You can understand that. You know, I mean, this is hard-won money for a charity. That gave us a problem because you've got a chicken and egg situation here, because this young lady, we knew that actually to continue her progress, the habit wasn't formed in her mind yet. She needed more practice. So we were puzzling about how we're going to get past this. Now, the Sanger House is very lucky because it has many followers, and some of them are all over the world. And one particular young lady who came forward, a wonderful lady called Amanda Collins, she's been following us for some time. She lives in New Zealand. And she actually said that her mother had passed away, left her a chunk of money, and she was thinking what to do with some of that money. So she wanted to send it to the Sanger House to help one of these people. So that's what we've done. We approached the charity. We said, problem solved. We will take this young lady in for 3 months, actually. And we will put her through a series of meditation and exercise and so on to help her continue to develop this habit to change the nature of what's going on in her mind. You can imagine it's been overjoy from the charity plus the young lady concerned. And she's now in the house. She's working. She comes in 3 days a week and does meditation, Qigong with us, and some of the other exercise class.
This all sounds really interesting, really intriguing, and it's great to see that the work that you're doing with the sufferers of PTSD is having an effect. Andy, thanks very much for sharing that with us. My guest this morning, Andy Sprague from the Sanger House.
Thanks, Darren. Taunton's one.